many people need to die to prove somebody's view. All killed in wars mass terrorized to serve a very few. Because our enemies are damned and we are always right. We do not think until the end to kills, wars, dues and pride. The meanest scoundrel quickly finds excuses for his sins. His conscience rarely gets involved to suffer moral spins. We know that primitive cavemen cannibalize some moments. Now we don't murder for the meal, but kill just the opponents. Not even kill, we cancel them, don't deal with blood and bodies. We just get rid of stubborn bumps for the sake of true almighty. We cancel private hopes and wits, enslave the talent seats. While for the prisoners in jails, we grant free care and feed. When a man is well, a solid dude, and very much alive, he builds his lifelong attitude for hoping to survive. He knows what his faith is, he knows what it's not. He knows how to reject invasive foreign gods. He values and he cherishes his parents, wife and kids. His property, relations, he takes care of every need. He makes his time to think of new problems and new gains. He doesn't utter ever his sacred dreams in vain. If you put him into environments of hate, badmouth him and slander him in wrongful trick betrayals, if people try to use him and everything he has, including kids, and challenge his wife's devoted grace. If his achievements are stolen by scams or by surprise, or mocked and smeared the values that he thought would be prized, no need to kill him ever, his body's just a shell. In there is almost nothing, no hopes to be propelled. If envy's mute life's leisure, the slanderer's lies are gathered. If stealers stole his treasures, if lechers spoiled his pleasure, his children scorn his measures, his faith's not in main trends. Redundant this commandment, you cannot kill the